heavenly music in my heavenly golden and then an obedient be over top one and let his anointing through his finger. A grown man or a grown woman that's grown in their own ways cannot do the kingdom of heaven. Trying to make the flesh of the old Adam man into a good son. Righteous as God, but on every it has been destroyed on the body of Jesus. Satan lies to you, but the only word is acceptable to your Father God. God are the words of Christ on the earth that you sit inside of you. Which is that tells you you're still you. That tells you that you're Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I'm in your pleasure. And anything else in your mind and heart that tries to tell you you're still you. It's of Satan, the Antichrist spirit.
old pop. To do this, for you to try to be like Chrysom, they like you. Like Satan, receive knowledge to grow up in him, to grow up into what you already have been given you by the grace of God. Even when you were dead in your sins, the love and mercy of Father God quickened you together with Jesus Christ by placing his life in your sinful body and made you alive. With Jesus Christ, even when you were dead in your sin, if you believe in any other way, you're children of Satan, of religion. You've been deceived into believing our lies, and Satan made you a children of his lies. Guitar. Let it give me, hit in that anointing. Thank you. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which now become my body and my life. I can do all things, my confession of faith, that has made me Jesus in the flesh. I can do all things from anointing inside of, in which the finished works are the fullness of Christ. Come now, abide by the Holy Ghost and quicken my body continually with Christ. Can you do all things? Sure. I can do all things with the body of Christ that God has given me and put in my flesh. By the power of confession and uttering in the Spirit, in every situation I live in fullness. The battle is won, the victory is mine. Death to Jesus, but life is mine. He went down in pain and suffering, but he came alive in the fullness of God. And now he has given me victory of his. The fullness of God is given to me. You don't believe that? The life I now live is not my own. I live by the faith Christ. I confess with my mouth what he hath made me, and the Holy Ghost makes it spew out of. Oh, I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price, the precious blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. I have no right to say what I am. I only accept what my Father said when he said, I'm Jesus in the flesh. I say amen. I know what you're thinking, that doctrine's so strange, but I tell you for sure, you're children of strange doctrines, the doctrines you lived before this day were so strange on your Father God. He did not even know those doctrines you lived They were religion and Satan. They frustrated the grace of my Father and made you the children of religion and Satan. But now the fire of my father God has been delivered in grace and love to burn up you and all your old life and leave you in the place where Jesus Christ I have a commandment from my Father God to destroy your flesh one way or another, to destroy it in his love and grace fire, or either destroy you in judgment fire. Either way, your flesh is gone. God, all flesh has come up before God, and he has judged it, not fit to live. Now all is burning all over the earth. The only flesh lit by God's fire is the flesh of Jesus, whose flesh you are. The gold that is fine in heavenly fire hath come forth crystal clear. I counsel of you, buy for yourself without money, without price, the pure gold of the flesh of Christ, by simply confessing my Father has been given unto me the heaven flesh of Christ. Now I am Jesus in the pleasure. Oh, so you don't think this is right. Let me tell you a word, a command from God that shall judge you even right now and stop Satan from working in your mind and trying to tell you this is not right. Trying to deceive you back into bondage. Philippians, the second chapter, verse 5 and 6. A direct command from your Father God through his chosen man, Paul the Apostle. Are you ready? You ready? A command now, not a request. Let this mind be also in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of the living God, thought it not a robbery be equal with God. I don't want any more. I'm through now. I don't want any more words coming out of your mouth that confesses you're still you. I don't want any more blasphemy of Satan coming out of your mouth. That's blasphemy. The spirit of Antichrist. That tells you you're still you. You shall not speak it, you shall not think it. You shall confess by the grace and the love of my Father God. I have been made Jesus Christ in the flesh. And you shall hold fast that confession without wavering. And if you don't do that, I'm going to wash your mouth out with fire. Whoa. Hath been done. You know why? I'm talking to you like this now. You're in the hands of the Father God. And he commands you. He doesn't give you a promise. When he finds something wrong in your life, he commands you. When you're weak, his word says, let the weak say I'm strong. He doesn't play around with you like the old religious Satan. Religious Satan, as God says, come on now. You believe this, will you? Why don't you accept this promise? Half thine. Come on now. Accept Christ as your Savior. Ha! Whoa! Leave your mouth. Come on. Now I'm going to do something this morning. I'm going to demonstrate it. And then I'm going to put you to doing it. Oh, as mothers and fathers, little baby mothers and fathers, which you have become. Some of you, and you that haven't yet become it in reality, you have already become it, even though you don't know it. Right now, taking the fire of the love of the body of Jesus, which is now preserved by the Holy Ghost from an anointing inside of me. And I'm going to tell it to you real plain. I'm going to gut her. Every sacrifice must be gutted. I'm not going to gut the new her, but I'm going to gut the old her. Ooh, gut it with fire. Oh, Make her without spot or blemish. Then I take her. Why? Because she's going to operate with me. I don't want her operating on her own. No. By the spirit of life, the spirit of grace, and the spirit of love. Out of the Holy Ghost inside of me. I pull her to me and make her one flesh, one blood, one spirit with me. Saying it hath been done. Now hold her. Set her down there for a little while. What are you doing that for? I'm them doing exactly what you're going to do in a few minutes. Put her on the other side there, Paula. Why you mamas always got to get it backward? We're going to get you in a few minutes to where you don't do that. Put her on the other side there. If I hold it there for me now, we'll start off this way. Going to do it real slowly. Because this is what's going to happen to you in just a minute. Now, Paula, I want you to stand right up here behind us. Keep this fire moving across both of us there. Just stay uttering silently in the spirit. You as a mother now, you don't get into the act, you see. You don't have any ministry. Your business is to produce ministers. Uh-oh. That stops all vain glory, doesn't it? Oh, the order of God that mothers and fathers don't lay up inheritance for themselves. They lay it up for the children. Aha! You thought you were going to turn into a big religious preacher, didn't you? Guitar too loud. It's too loud. Put it down a little bit back there, Brother James. Keep her moving now. Every once in a while her mind gets to wandering. Slash, your mind not going to wander, but you can get hit me anyway. That's good for me. Every once in a while sprinkle over our head.
Jesus Christ,
God's living word.
God's living word.
In his seven sufferings. Has turned into fire.
Has turned into fire.
Each finished word.
Each finished word.
Of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
Has now been turned.
Has now been turned.
Into heavenly fire.
Into heavenly fire.
Promise of God.
Each promise of God
in the scriptures.
In the scriptures
has now become.
Has now become
his living word of fire.
His living word of fire.
Being a part of.
Being a part
of his finished work.
Of his finished work.
Of which Jesus Christ.
Of which Jesus Christ
has completely finished.
Has completely finished.
Whoa! The Holy Ghost has taken possession.
Has taken possession
of each work.
Of each work
of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ,
which has now.
Which has now.
Been turned into fire.
Been turned into fire. And has placed them
in my anointing inside.
In my anointing inside.
Woo! Yet not I, but my Father.
Yet not I, but my Father.
Might impart.
Might impart.
Each finished work to you.
Each finished work to you.
So that you.
So that you.
The
same as I.
Might also be.
Might also be.
Sons and daughters of fire.
Sons and daughters of fire.
Listen to it now. The stripes on Jesus.
The stripes on Jesus.
The slashes and bruises.
The slashes and bruises.
That he suffered.
That he suffered.
As your sacrifice.
As your sacrifice.
Has now been turned.
Has now been turned.
Into grace and love fire.
Into grace and love fire.
To be used on you.
To be used on you.
As a sacrifice of love.
As a sacrifice of love.
So that your old flesh.
So that your old flesh.
And workings of Satan.
And workings of Satan.
That continually try.
That continually try.
To buffet and rule you.
To buffet and rule you.
Might be continually.
Might be continually.
Kept destroyed by fire.
Kept destroyed by fire.
By the Holy Ghost.
By the Holy Ghost.
Quickening through you.
Quickening through you.
Now you're going to be ruled by something. Get your mantle, come on. You're either going to be ruled and controlled by the spirit of Satan working through your flesh or your old nature in condemnation, striving, trying. Or either you're going to be controlled by the Holy Ghost. Those quickenings of fire. Now, in order to help the weakness of your flesh, God has chosen mothers and fathers. but especially mothers, to teach you how to grow you up as children of God, to teach you how to receive the continual quickening from your anointing inside of that fire of the Holy Ghost. Those stripes on Jesus' body that keeps that old flesh of yours gutted and burned and keeping the pure life of Christ, oh, moving out of you. Now, how do the mothers do it? Oh, by striping you. Oh, and if she does that with fire, you learn to let that lay hold on your anointing inside. Let it set up a continual burning, quickening through you. Go ahead. Oh, let it love. Let the weeping come out of you, Cheryl. That's it. Oh, that's it. Let it move out of you. See that? Oh, that's it. That's enough. Now, it becomes very apparent. You coming into the New Jerusalem, new creation of God, you came out of a heathen society, and you were grafted in to the tree of life, to the New Jerusalem, and you know how to live with man and woman. No, you don't. You think you do, but you don't. You've had certain ways in your flesh that men treated women, and you have certain ways, women in your flesh, that women treated men. And they are the flesh. And you can't live this way in the New Jerusalem. So it becomes the Holy Ghost's ministry, working through a mother in obedience to the Father of your faith to teach you how to live together in this New Jerusalem. Oh, I know you think you're pretty good. You thought the way to do everything was to growl and quarrel at the woman, maybe whack her every once in a while. You don't treat the father's daughters that way. No, sir. Maybe condemn her. You don't treat the father's daughters that way. That's your old Gentile way of life. Mother Holy Ghost must teach you how to live by receiving the stripes of love that keeps your old flesh continually burned and destroyed. Oh, I know some of you women thought the way to do with the sons of Israel, sons of Jerusalem, was to flesh around with them. Entice them through the coyness of your flesh, or maybe even the lust of your flesh. Pretty stuff. And many other ways. But you don't treat a son of God that way. You don't seduce him that way. That's the spirit of Jezebel. You can't live in the New Jerusalem that way. Daughters, not one thing left to do with you. Oh, let's keep you gutted, your old flesh, gutted and slagged with that love fire of God to where you get to where you can continue to receive that quickening. Ooh, a love fire from that anointing inside where you live free of all these things. Not just telling you about it in word, but in imparting to you in demonstration of spirit and power. You mothers and fathers, a commandment from my Father is to teach you how to live in the New Jerusalem. And you shall be taught. Oh, do you believe that the stripes on Jesus' back, the spear slashes in his side, with which he suffered in pain? Do you believe that they are now glorified and preserved by the Holy Ghost to be used on you in love and fire? Sure, to keep your old nature slashed and gutted, beat out of the way. Ha, ha, ooh, ooh. How are you going to learn how to receive it? Oh, now get your mantle ready, Jerome. Oh, hold that for me. Get it ready. I want you to go around and start slashing every one of you. Hold it for me, Paul. After I get started. The stripes of pain that Jesus suffered, I now apply to your body and soul, gutting and slashing your old flesh of fire, burning out of you all hindrance of slashing, teaching you to receive a continual quickening of the love fire by the Holy Ghost. Oh, put it out where you see. The stripes of pain that Jesus suffered, I now apply to your body and soul. From my anointing of the Holy Ghost inside, gutting and slashing your old flesh with fire, so that you daily can be a pure sacrifice, and not having spot or blemish of your pleasure, so that you daily in your pleasure can live the life of Christ, whose flesh you are. Burning out of you all hindrance of Satan, teaching you to receive a continual quickening of the love fire by the Holy Ghost that keeps you a pure sacrifice of love. Keeps you continually quickening and living the life of Jesus, who has come in your pleasure. Keeps you from being lashed and controlled by Satan working in your old Adam pleasure. keeps your old flesh and gutted and destroyed, so that Christ, who is now your flesh, might continue to live and control your life. You are now Jesus Christ in the flesh. Whoa. You've been delivered into the beginning, into your Father, from where Jesus came. You're now a child of fire, and I shall raise you with heavenly fire. Nothing can stand against God's fire. Nothing can live in the fire of God except Jesus Christ, whose flesh you are. All other things have been burned and destroyed. Whoa! In obedience to my Father, I must deliver you before his throne of judgment and fire as a full-grown son or daughter without spot or blemish, all burned with fire. Enough, Cheryl. Come on in. Whoa. Ken Lamont and Karen, come here. Stand up there. Paula, you and Paula Cook, you and Cheryl and Teresa. Whoa, put him on the left side of Ken now. On the left side. Oh, now one of you stand behind him, the other two get in front. You get behind him, Paula, because I'm going to give them to you. Get your mantles. Where's your big mantle at? Where's your big mantle? Oh, okay. Oh, that's that. Every living thing, that's that. Gutted and slashed. Oh, get your little mantle in. Get behind them. Start working. Now, y'all stand there and mother, you get in front of them. I'm going to impart the fire to you. Say, oh, Brother Pruitt, yeah, sure. Make that anointing inside of you come alive in fire. Utter in the spirit now, Teresa. That's it. Feel the fire moving out. That's it. Utter in the spirit. Now, don't move on me. Fire, fire. Now take your mantle and begin to swing it with that anointing. Easy now. Start at the bottom of their feet. Wait a minute. Let me get on you. Uttering that anointing. Same thing you feel when I lay hands on them. That's it. Now start at the bottom of their feet. Just lay it on them. Lay it on them until both of them weeping. Have problems weeping? They have problem weeping, I'll show you the place to hit them. Don't hit them in the stomach. Hit them right in that anointing. Watch it. Oh, let that fire, love, move on right in that anointing. Let it go all over. Whoa. Because something's going to lash them. Something's going to control you. Either guilt, condemnation, some work of Satan, or the Holy Ghost is going to control you. But the grace and the love of God have delivered you to where you can be a continual sacrifice with your old flesh and all your old nature, gutted and destroyed with fire. Whoa. Now, you mothers will do this next. Place them together there now. Put them on the side. Put your mantle around them, Cheryl, as a mother. Put it around this way where you can pull it to you. Whoa. Now I'm getting to let the spirit of life move through them. Spirit of grace that makes them drunk. Bind them together. And let that weeping there make them one flesh, one blood, and one spirit. Now, confess, Father, in obedience to you, I bind this woman inside of this man, making them one flesh, one blood, and one spirit. Now pull them together. Whoa! Now just ease them down. Oh, put them down. Put them in a chair. Don't let them on the floor. Now get me my guitar. Give the woman that paper. We're going to let Karen sing it. Ken repeat it behind him. Then Ken, you take hold of it too now. Then when it gets down there to the part where it go out to apply the slashes, got another sacrifice. Karen, you take your mantle. Just go right out through there and begin to slash. Brother Ken either sings it or ministers it, talks it to the music. Begin to let the people learn how to receive the quickenings and the slashings of the love fire of the Holy Ghost. Where they going won't be lashed, condemnation, shame, striving, struggling. Now, while this is going on, Cheryl, y'all stand behind there. Keep them continually brushed with that fire. This will be the ministries of the mothers. They will work together. They will work together with the mothers and the fathers to teach them and raise them up into this. They will not let the mothers and the fathers as babies begin to try to preach and operate together. There'll be a mother with them until I say they're ready to go on their own. Okay? But I'm tired of this mess. Y'all getting together, men and women, trying to bring forth a message and fleshing around. It hath quit. It hath quit. That may not be very good English, but it has. You can't bring forth a spiritual ministry out of the flesh. You can't bring forth a spiritual ministry out of the flesh. The flesh profited nothing. Keep them moving now. That's it. Go to woo-wooing it there, Carol. I mean, Karen. Now let it out.
You have been delivered.
You have been delivered
into your Father.
Having been sealed
in the love
fire of his body.
In the love fire of his body.
In the love sacrifice.
As the love sacrifice.
Into the beginning.
Into the beginning.
You are now ready.
You are now ready.
And a two-edged sword.
Piercing,
behind the mothers where you keep them.
Well, hold it on.
Breathe on them now, mothers. Breathe on them by woo-wooing on them. Woo-woo. Ah, now when you see they go to getting dead, go to making them woo-woo. Ah, just break right in. Take over. Shala randa, randa la la ba, shala la la, randa la la, chela ramba, re randa da, shala la la. Take control of them now, Cheryl. When you see them moving down in the spirit, make them woo-woo. Sing in tongues until they're edified. Chalabara. Chalabara. Now get your mantle, Karen, you and Cheryl. Go right with her, right behind her. Get her right behind and teach her to keep her moving and on. The stripes of pain.
The stripes of pain.
That Jesus suffered.
That Jesus suffered.
I now fly to your body and soul.
To your body and soul.
From my anointing.
From my anointing.
Of the Holy Ghost inside.
Of the Holy Ghost.